It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to have the Jamestown Revival come back to visit us. Jonathan and Zach are here today. Welcome, guys.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, kind of you to have us back.
It's
good to see a familiar face.
It's crazy to think, you know, we're literally almost a year. It's almost been a year since the first time you were here.
That is crazy.
And I can assume on your end, how does time fly when you're having fun?
It's weird. I think a little bit of both happens. In some ways, it feels like it flies by. And in other ways, I think you do so much, it almost feels like it's been forever. Or, you know, it's like a month on the road feels like 3 months of normal life.
You're in what I always would term the year of hell, which is when suddenly there's an interest in you by media. There's a million things you gotta do. And right. We're in an era now where when you include, you know, all these well-intentioned and in some cases influential bloggers, there's a lot asked of bands to do in terms of how much they give beyond just performance. It's changed a lot.
Yeah, I think people's expectations have changed too, and it's a different environment we're coming up in.
It's crazy because it's a really good problem to have.
Yeah.
But sometimes you never feel like there's enough time to just even collect your thoughts. But, I mean, yeah, it's been an awesome year. It's been a whirlwind.
You were happy with the album. You were genuinely happy and proud of the album when it first came out. And now you've spent almost an entire year city by city, literally fan by fan, you know, getting them introduced to and involved with it. Talk to me about that process and how rewarding it feels at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I think there's no better representation of what we do than when we're just able to play these songs live for people. So that really has been how we've been building this. And I think we feel good about the fact that when people come out to our shows, if they want to take home some music with them, we feel confident that that music is going to sound like what they heard at the live show. That's how we recorded the music. We recorded it in a live scenario, just sitting around in the great room of this cabin, recording these songs. I mean, we didn't even wear headphones. It was as live as it possibly gets, and it's been cool to hear feedback and to get positive feedback.
I've got a very troubled mind. 10 feet to go, and I'm 10 feet behind. I know I'll get my time, but it's a long way down the line. Lately I'm scared of being alive. I got my own dog barking when I walk inside. But what's the use? And holding my pride, I've only got one shot at being alive. I'm in some head high water, whiskey water. I told my father I carry on his name with my sons and daughters. I raise them taller, and I hang my hat. See, I thought a while ago what he'd do. Just had me a case of the fur coat blue. That ain't nothing new. I've been here a time or two. Lately I'm scared of being alive. Hesitation and it's running wild. Oh, what's the use? Living in doubt. I've only got one shot till my time runs out. I'm in some head high water, whiskey water. I told my father I carry on his name with my sons and daughters, raising tall. Happy needs a tin roof rain when I get for COVID.
Do the songs start to take on a different energy as more and more fans, as you go city to city, know the songs and celebrate the songs with you?
Yeah, I think the answer to that would be twofold. I think there's I think one reason for evolution of the song is just because we play it so much, and we're playing it every night with our band, and the song is inevitably going to take on new life, and it's going to take on new energy as we play it. And I think the second half of that is just the fact that we want to give people a reason to come see us again. And we don't want to play the song exactly how you heard us play it last right. time. We want to, you know, that's why before we go out on the road, we'll get together and just rehearse and figure out how we can make the songs better, figure out how we can keep people engaged and keep people interested and change it up and not lose, the integrity of the song, but give people a unique experience that they're only that we're only going to play it like that for that tour. And once it's done, it's done. And next time we come back, we'll be playing it a slightly different, you know.
Take me to that place. I rest my head. I know it well. Oh, my saving grace, where have you been? I cannot tell, I cannot tell, I cannot tell. I have tried my hand to understand. Trouble is I just can't let it go. Trouble is, there's trouble in my soul. Trouble is, there's trouble in my soul. I came out the wrong, this tired land out by the sea. Found myself alone, this ain't no home. At least not for me, at least not for me. At least not for me. I have tried my hand to understand. Trouble is I just can't let it go. I could beg and plead down on my knee. Trouble is there's trouble in my soul. Say the trouble is there's trouble in my soul. I have tried my hand to understand. Trouble is I just can't let it go. I could beg and plead down on my knees. Trouble is there's trouble in my soul. Trouble is there's trouble in my soul. Trouble is there's trouble in my soul.
Well, you made a decision, the two of you, as we mentioned earlier, to leave Austin, to leave Texas, to leave your roots and go for it.
Yeah.
And now you're well into the go for it stage. You have a lot of miles
we're
on the go
deep.
For it.
Sometimes we're like the prequel to Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah.
Other times we're, you know, I don't know. It's good to have a level of comfortability to where, you know, if something's bothering one of us, we can talk about it. We can have healthy conversation about it. I'd like to think we're both respectful of each other's, not only each other's space, but just respectful of each other's people. And I think a lot of times what happens is you can get so comfortable that you start to lose respect for each other. And that's something we really try not to do. And yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but that challenge is inevitable. It's everybody goes through it. It's an uphill battle sometimes, but you keep your eye on what you're all going for, and you keep your eye on what you're here to do, and you keep in mind that we're not perfect and we all make mistakes, and we got to give each other a little bit of grace.
Does those moments when you do something in song, in performance, and you just hit it, you nail it, those moments just make everything else melt away?
Yeah,
they do.
The highs are, you can't get that anywhere else when you have a night that just it clicks and everybody's on that same page and it's all moving at the same pace in the same direction. Those nights, it's hard to get back up the next day for a show after you've had that, though.
Unless you get it again that night,
yeah,
and then you get on a run.
And sometimes the crowd helps you with it.
Yeah. The funny thing is, we're all so unified mentally. If we're having a, I feel like we always get off stage and everybody feels about the same. As far, it's never we get off stage and one person's like, "Oh man, that was the greatest show of my life," and then another person's like, "Yeah, I didn't feel very good about that one." We can get off the stage and read each other's minds, and so it really is.
On stage,
and it's a team sport.
Winding mountain road, sunshine and the air is cold. Another tired town where them old folks hang around. Look me in the eye and try to pass me down what they know. Taste the sea. Keep on moving farther to where I need to be. And I can't see the water.
Opening three shows for Merle Haggard.
Whoa.
So we're we got Christmas is coming early.
Christmas
is coming early.
Merle Haggard. Now, how did this come about?
You know, somebody introduced his music to our music and begged him and told them that we would tattoo Merle Haggard across our foreheads if he let us open for him.
You do him right? Yeah. You do Merle right?
Yeah.
Oh, and you promised?
I said, I'll tattoo Merle and Zach will tattoo Haggard across our foreheads. And he said, if y'all will do that, y'all can open these shows.
It's good to have you back.
Man, pleasure. Yeah.
You know, let's say 6 months, we'll make a date.
Sounds
and we'll
good,
come
man.
Back and we'll take stock again and see how things
like
are
a
going
plan. We would love to come check the pulse. And
if
say,
sooner,
I mean,
that's fine
anytime.
Too.
Yeah,
but I know when you're
by.
Here, you should spend a little time, you know, doing your laundry, all those other things you got to do. But it's great to have you back. And
thank you.
Continued success. Keep believing because everything you do is wonderful. It's Jamestown Revival live with us here today on 88.5 KCS. And thanks, guys.
Thanks
so much, Guy.
You got it.